Welcome, everybody, to Are You Not Kentertained? Today is technically Monday, February 12th. It's, it's 4:27 in the morning. The fuck am I doing? I don't fucking know. Surprised not to hear from Carrie? Yep. Usually when Carrie's not around, then you get surprised because you're not hearing from Russ, right? Yep. The Yep movement is going well on this podcast. So, here's what's happening. I'm going to call this episode number 98.5 because it's not good enough to be a full number. Because I don't have anybody to really talk to. I still wanted to go ahead and do this this podcast. I mean, even if it sucks, whatever. I mean, you can just tell me to go fuck myself. I don't care. So, here's what, I don't know. I'm just going to try to solo this. I apologize for clearing my throat. And, well, as just to let you know, Carrie is not going to be around for the next few months. Sounds like she'll be gone until May at some point. We obviously we support her and her educational endeavors. In the meantime, hosting duties will go back to Russ when he is good and ready. This hasn't been the best week for him either. It hasn't been a good week for anybody, really. But with that being said, as Carrie would say, Kat, what's your moment of bliss? And I would say, I don't know. Let me think about it. This week has, I don't know. I swear this whole fucking year has been a shit show, really. On Sunday, I went to the emergency room. I was in pain all day for about 12 hours and finally went to the ER. And, gosh, I had pain in my back and then my left side and then my front, like my abdominal area. And they found it was a large kidney stone. So this whole fucking week, I was told, contact this particular urologist in the morning. I do. And they say, Kent, you need a referral. Okay, so I call my primary doctor. All right, we'll get you in tomorrow. Okay, I'm not excited about this. Like, I want to just get this shit done with, but whatever. So I go to the doctor's Tuesday. And they're going, they're redoing their whole computer system, their whole database and all this shit. And needless to say, they didn't get the referral over until Wednesday. Well, Wednesday comes around, and we had that nice snowstorm. I didn't hear much. Come Thursday, I contacted the urologist. Basically, they were basically rejecting me. And come to find out, these morons over at my urologist, they didn't bother checking the date of birth, and they thought I was my father, who is now dead, and my father and them did not get along well. So, he was kind of banned from there, so they thought I was him, and they wanted to kind of sort of ban me until I was like, yeah, check the fucking date of birth. Like, fucking amateur hour, right? You know? So, alright. Well, we got that settled. And still waiting. Call him again Friday. Oh, we'll have somebody call you back. Okay, cool. Nope, no word. Wednesday was absolute hell. It was about 8 hours of some of the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. Most of the other pain has been, taken care of with self-medication with the, what they gave me. Today, Sunday, I woke up and my, my right foot is swollen. I assume that is in correlation to the kidney stone. My father recently went through this as well, so that's a reassuring sign for me. I don't know. Hopefully I'm just overthinking it, but I don't fucking know. I just want to get this done with, you know? I just want my surgery done and be fucking done with this. I want to get back to being healthy. Like, I haven't been healthy all fucking year. So, although it's not technically my moment of bliss, when I actually go see the urologist, probably, like, expose my dick to another guy, that'll be my moment of bliss. Like, I think that's a first for moment of bliss. And Carrie, that was my moment of bliss. And then Russ Beck would take some simpleton thing that I just said, like, oh, there was a snowstorm on Wednesday? And I'd be like, shut the fuck up, Russ. And Carrie would be like, oh, no. All right, guys, let's get on with the stuff here. So, in honor of Carrie and her owning the shit, she does such a wonderful job at, let's talk about what happened this week in wrestling. And we'll kick off with Raw. We had Roman versus Bray to qualify for the Men's Elimination Chamber. You would be shocked, I tell you, to find out that Roman Reigns won. I know. It was a good match, though. And you would expect that. Like, unless you're one of those idiots that still thinks, like, Roman can't wrestle at all. Like, both these guys can work really well, and they put on a good show. And for you idiots, it's not Roman's work rate that sucks. I mean, that did suck about 2 years ago. It's how he is booked. And some of you simpletons cannot fucking function and, like, separate the two. You just think, like, oh, God, I hate Roman Reigns because he's getting a good push. He sucks as a wrestler. Nope, those are two different things. Two completely fucking different things. Y'all fucking, like, wanted to suck The Rock's cock? The Rock was never good in the ring, really. If you think about it, his few good matches, he was carried, like, again, with Triple H and a few others. But everybody's cool. Everybody, like, oh, Rock was one of the top 4 or 5 wrestlers of all time. No, really. You're going to criticize Roman Reigns, but you're going to say The Rock was great? You're a fucking idiot. Just saying. Fucking idiot. And since nobody's listening, I just basically called nobody a fucking idiot, but who cares? Moving on, we had an odd tag team match of Finn Balor and Carl Anderson versus The Revival. And, well, FTBC. And you get it, right? Question mark? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to fill in for Carrie because right now she'd be saying something snarky to me about Revival, and then I'd say something like, Kenny Omega kicks out 17 finishers in any match he's ever in. We'd go back and forth. Russ would be like, I saw a match before. And I'd be like, shut the fuck up, Russ. So, there you go. Like, I just completed that whole, how that would have played out, right? I don't mind the Revival losing this particular match, but they got to be smarter in how they book the Revival, because they're, as with a lot of tag teams, WWE's constantly, like, on this weird precipice of disaster in how they book tag teams, especially. The Revival should be a team that holds those belts for a good 6 months. Minimum. 6 months. Mainly because, I mean, who do they have left? They don't have a lot of great tag teams. They have, you know, Cesaro, Gallows and Anderson, and The Revival. And, I mean, right now I think they're trying to make Gallows and Anderson faces, which I'm fine with. I'm totally fine with that. But The Revival is the best tag team that they have on the main roster. And they really need to think about how they're going to book them. I shouldn't say that I have faith, but that's such a hard act to fuck up. I mean, WWE will find a way to fuck this up, rest assured. It's just, I don't know. They'll find a way. Every NXT team that's been called up has been fucking ravaged. So, why would this be any different, right? So, there you go. Happy for Gallows and Anderson to get some more shine as of late. Moving on, we had a 205 match of Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali defeating Drew Gulak, Tony Nese. Wow. You know, instead of FTBC, FT205 Live, really. They need to fix something immediately. Losing Enzo and Neville and Aries in the same year? My goodness. Like, yeah, you can keep bringing guys up, but it doesn't fucking matter. You need a mouthpiece, and right now you're not letting anybody shine on the mic. You kept giving all that shine to Enzo instead of letting him work with somebody. Yeah, you gave a little to Drew, but you needed a face to also get some shine. And they just really fucked that whole division, and in a way Enzo kind of did too. I don't even remember this match. I remember that the whatever fucking move that he does, Cedric, the backbreaker thing, which is awesome. Like, it's a great move. I'm just... they need to give these guys personalities. You know, you sit there and you say, oh, well, we just want good wrestling. Really? So you're sitting there watching 205? No, you're not. They're giving you good wrestling on 205. You're not watching because there's no personalities worth giving a shit about right now. So they need to really... they need to fix that before this division just dies out. Moving on, we had Kurt Angle talk about the women's elimination. Nobody gives a fuck. Even though this had two of my favorite talkers on the mic with Kurt and Bliss, this segment was not so good. Bliss trying to claim sexism and blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't fucking defend her belt in so long. This is just a really asinine way of doing things, quite frankly. Yeah, she's right. Brock isn't in the men's. He's not defending his championship, but he just defended at the Royal Rumble. She hasn't defended it for fucking ever, and that's just poor booking. Unless she was hurt, but nobody's ever said she was hurt. It's just... I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this whole thing. The only bright side is that the rumors are that Bliss and Nia will be wrestling at Mania, but Nia's not in this match. She's taking on Asuka, and she's going to be jobbing to Asuka. So you're going to have her job to Asuka, and then she's going to be the number one contender, just magically. Yep, that's how WWE rolls. I'd rather... Oh god, I'm looking through this whole list of people in this match here. You got Bliss, Bayley. Bayley was terrible in her run, unfortunately. She deserves another chance. Sasha has, you know, the forehead that never ends. Sonya Deville is nowhere close to being ready. Mandy Rose, the same goes for her, except she's infinitely better than Sonya. And Mickey James should have had more of a run with Bliss, but they WWE'd the hell out of that. So yeah, there's no reason for Bliss not to win it. And that'll be historic because it's first time ever. And does anybody else's balls go back up inside them? Like, they ascend. My balls are the ascension. I'm going to call the bigger one Connor and the smaller one Victor. Oh my god, I have a name for my testicles. Huh. That's fantastic. Glad you're listening to this right now. You're not listening to this. Yeah, this whole segment was fucking worthless. But then we had Asuka versus Bayley, and that was fine. You'll never believe Bosco won. They need to rethink Bayley. Maybe put her on SmackDown. Bayley for Becky would be a fine trade. I mean, really, the whole reason of keeping Bayley so long on Raw is to have her and Sasha have the feud. We all want to see Sasha go heel. We all know what kind of match those two can do. If you ever want to have a women's match be the main event or one of the main events at WrestleMania, that's your money right there. But, you know, Ronda Rousey. Fuck, man. Fuck. Moving on. We had Miz defeating Apollo Crews, so he qualified for the Elimination Chamber match. Apollo did good. Apollo's still missing that certain something. You know how long he's been missing that certain something? Since he debuted in NXT. Oh, probably before that, but I didn't know anything about the fucking guy, so... yeah, he's still missing that piece, and I don't think he's ever going to get it. Titus is a fine mouthpiece, but I don't even think the likes of Paul Heyman could make Apollo matter enough, and a lot of it has to do with his height. It's tough to take him serious, but they did make Rey Mysterio serious. So, why can't they make some guy who's twice the size of Mysterio, why can't they do something with him? Apollo has all the talent in the world, just no mic skills, or charisma, or pants. But he's got Dana Brooke. That poor bastard. This match, I don't remember a goddamn thing that happened about it, if I'm being 100% sincere. I'm sure it was fine. We then had the Tag Team Championship match of Cesaro versus Seth and Roman because Jason Jordan is injured. And before I go review this, Russ, I'm kind of bi-curious about who your man crush of the week is. So, since Russ ain't here, I'm going to fill in for him. Well, guys, did you see those pants that Seth were wearing? They were hot. They made me sweaty all over. I got such a man clue. I just... Seth Rollins want to rub his hairy chest and then slide those pants off and then tag in Jason Jordan. They can just call me Paige. And that is my man crush of the week. Great, Russ, except I think you already picked Seth like 50 times already over the course of, you know, 98 podcasts, but hey, why not pick Seth one more time, right? If Carrie's listening to this right now, she just laughed, I'm pretty sure. Or she rolled her eyes. I can't tell which. We'll go with laugh. So this was supposed to be Seth and Jordan's last chance at the belts, but with Jordan injured, Roman filled in. And then there was bullshit where Jordan got mad, got hit by Sheamus, I want to say, and so he punched him back, caused a disqualification, and now the big dog and the flaming dog are fucking all pissed off, and I mean, shit, why can't they just call the Shield Cerberus at this point? Like, I mean, you got the big dog, you got the flaming dog, you got the crazy dog, why the fuck not, right? I don't know. Or at least put a fucking shirt with Cerberus on it. Wouldn't that just make more sense? The Shield. Who gives a fuck about a Shield? You could have a Cerberus. Why am I not in marketing? This match was fine, but it was all just to set up an angle that never ceases to end. And I've been saying this for a while. I'm not that interested in this, and I don't know who to blame. I don't know who to blame, except this is going to be one of those things that by the time WrestleMania rolls around, I'm just going to be so ready to be done with this fucking angle. And then we're going to get it for like 3 more months. Remember Dean versus Miz? Or Dolph versus Miz? I think that's going to be Raw's version of that. So, yippee-ki-yay, get your cocks out, get ready to rock with that shit. or strap-on or dildo, whatever. Next we had the riveting match of Nia Jax versus Vanessa Floyd. Who? Don't know, don't care. Like, fuck. Just fuck, okay? Like, this is how you build up the women's division. Great. After that, oh god, another women's match. Holy shit balls. I'm all for diversity, but fuck, man. You had three women's matches plus the Bliss segment. Nope. I mean, unless they're going to be naked. I mean, some of them can stay clothed, but, get Mickey nude or something. I don't know. Otherwise, don't give me four fucking women's segments, okay? That's just too much irritation for me. Mickey won. Mickey should win. Paige can't attack anybody. It's sad. Bliss came out to save Mickey. Awkward looks were exchanged. Ooh. I'm just tossing this out there, but maybe, just maybe, we get Mickey and Bliss versus Mandy and DeVille this coming Monday. Just going out on a limb there. Fucking booking. Ugh. We finally ended it with the main event here. We had Elias sneaking out the victory over Cena and Braun to earn the number 6 entry position in the men's elimination chamber match. This is kind of big, right? Like, it is and it isn't, but like, Braun's been the golden boy for the past year. Cena's been the golden boy for the past 15 years with his golden shovel. Elias just won. That's as close to a celebration and victory as I'm ever going to have here, so yay. It wasn't a bad match whatsoever. It was smartly done. I loved basically everything that they kind of did with it. It worked on a lot of levels, and they protected Braun. Cena ate the pin. It's almost like he's like, I don't like Baron, but I'm okay with Elias. Yeah, Cena, you're still on my shit list, pal. Anyways, Elias could be a huge star. I don't know what to do with him. I would put the Intercontinental Championship on him ASAP. That's the important thing right now. Put a belt on him and see what he does with a belt. I don't think he's a guy that needs a belt to be over. Much in the same way that I don't think Baron does. But then, you know, during a match, they can be like former Intercontinental Champion, and it just kind of makes him seem like a bigger deal. Still, this was a good way to end Raw. I wasn't even upset about it. So, we've hit the halfway point here. Go and review SmackDown here. But there was a Ring of Honor free preview, I guess you would call it. I don't know what the fuck you'd call it. But I think it was Friday night. Carrie messaged me, told me about it. I was like, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to check this shit out because it's free. Free preview. And so I watched it. And I had a good enough time, so what I'd like to do is go over it, except my browser does not want to bring up Ring of Honor. I can tell you that I started late, and the quality was bad for me at first. It did get better. Let's see. Can I pull this up? Like, nobody really cares at this point. Like, nobody's listening. They're just like, shut up, can't get going here. And I would love to, except I'm still trying to find this shit out. Oh my god, their website is fucking awful. Why is your website so bad? Your Ring of Honor, like, I don't understand why your website is so fucking... What's the point? Okay, let's see, TV taping, the fuck was this called? Yeah, you're just going to listen to this. You're just going to listen to me ramble on. Honor Reigns results, okay. Honor Reigns. Nothing to do with Roman there. Not trying to piggyback, huh? No. Not at all. Let's see. I just want the fucking results. Like, this isn't complicated here. Results. At this point, you've tuned completely out, I'm sure. Alright, let's try this and this and... Oh, this one looks like a recap. Here we go. Alright, so we had, we start off with Punishment Martinez versus Flip Gordon. Flip Gordon, I don't know who the fuck any of these people are. I don't think I saw this match. Punishment Martinez won. Oh, maybe I did watch it, because I'm pretty sure I saw this next match. Wait, no, I lied again. This is, there was a Kenny King match. I didn't see the Kenny King. I like Kenny King quite a bit. He won against Shane Taylor. Didn't watch it. Have no take on it. Silas Young versus Josh Woods. This might be the match that I tuned into. Initially, Silas Young won. Shit, I don't know. Let's see. Once I find a match that I actually know that I watched, then I can feel a little bit better. Okay, yeah, I did see that previous match, but let's start with this match. Ring of Honor champion Dalton Castle and The Boys versus Social Uncensored, which was Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Scorpio Sky. Not really familiar with Scorpio Sky, but I kind of like him. Daniels and Kazarian are TNA legends. Love both those guys. And I'd heard a lot about this Dalton Castle guy, and he lived up to the hype. He was... the highlight as far as a wrestler goes for me for the evening. I found him very entertaining. I thought his whole act was very good. I believe they won. Did Dalton Castle win? Nope, SoCal Uncensored did. My bad. Still, I really enjoyed the match. Oh my god, then we had the fucking intermission. And the intermission. And it was like 15 minutes of the same, like, five chords of music over and over. It's kind of like listening to this podcast and be like, hey, Russ, who's your man crush of the week? And he, like, rotates between, like, three guys. And he's like, I never once... No, I didn't do that this year. Yeah, my ass, you didn't. Let's see. The Briscoes, they came out. I like the Briscoes. I have no issues with them. I don't know, there's some talky. Alex Shelley came out. He's a member of the Motor City Machine Guns, along with the guy who was injured, Alex Shelley, and, you know, the other guy who is injured. Why can I not think of his fucking name? There's Alex Shelley and... wow. Okay, whatever. I can't think of his name. But anyways, yeah, there was some fighting, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Then we had Stacy Shadows and Kelly Klein versus Mandy Leon and Tennille Dashwood, or better known as Emma. Yes, Emma is... back. And her music's terrible. And this match wasn't that good. And Emma's still amazing. And right now, if Emma returned to the WWE right now, she'd be one of the top three performers. So glad that they let her go. That was smart. Anyways, Emma and Mandy Leon won. I think, was this the match where fucking Brandi Rhodes was out and, like, wouldn't shut the fuck up? God, she was fucking irritating. Brandi Rhodes should not have a job. Like, she better give some great blowjobs, make some really good roast beef, not have roast beef curtains. I don't know. Like, no, Brandi Rhodes is one of the worst things in pro wrestling. Please do not ever come back to WWE, Brandi, because I cannot stand you. You are actually worse than Ric Flair's daughter, Ashley. Yeah. Let's keep going here. We had Jay Lethal versus Jonathan Gresham. This was my match of the night. Really great match of two guys who pick a body part and work it over, which leads to the final resolution in the match. I love this style of match. This is like my favorite style of match. This is why Sasha versus Bayley at Brooklyn was so amazing, because they wrestled this type of match. And this worked on every level. Jay Lethal is phenomenal. WWE made a big mistake not getting him, especially a company that's lacking so many African-Americans. Jay Lethal's fucking legit. Oh, well. Chris Sabin was the other Motor City Machine Gun. He got injured by the Briscoes or some bullshit. Don't know. Don't care. Anyways, Lethal won. This was actually one of the best matches of the year, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, not that there's been a lot to choose from, but yeah, this was surprisingly really, really, I don't know, caught me by surprise. This actually made the whole event worthwhile to me. Then we get the Bullet Club versus the Kingdom. And I know I'm supposed to, like, care maybe about some of these people. Like, I used to like Cody. Then he came out wearing a cape. And he looked like a complete douchebag. And I guess that's what he's going for. But, Brandi was out, and I don't give a fuck about Cody Rhodes at the moment. His holier-than-thou attitude and joining Bullet Club, like, I know Carrie's just going to roll her eyes, but really, between, especially like Cody and the Young Fucks, those assholes, like, they're like the teenage girl at her first, like, drinking party and just wants all the attention and, like, whores it up with, like, seven people and thinks that she's hot. And it's just like, no, you were just, like, a free piece for, like, half the guys at the party. That's the only reason why you're popular at the moment. Like, that's, like, the Young Bucks are, they're not that great. If we're going to be 100% honest, they are not as great as the hype is. They're rather obnoxious. That's saying it lightly. No, they're not that good. They're just the fucking newer generation of the Hardy Boys, and the Hardy Boys were fucking shit. I'd rather take a number of WWE tag teams, and possibly even some TNA tag teams, over the Young Bucks at this point. Hell, I'd take the Motor City Machine Guns and the Briscoes over the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks are probably the most overrated thing in wrestling, and people, like, swear by this whole Bullet Club shit, and it, my opinion, Bullet Club is shit. This has nothing to do, like, I'm not trying to, like, get under Kerry's skin. I'm being 100% truthful. I think the Bullet Club is shit. I think it's been shit for a long time. There have been good members of it, but the Bullet Club right now is just fucking screaming for attention, doing whatever it can for attention, instead of just being good. Like, be good at your fucking jobs, guys, and you can get attention that way. No, we gotta start a fight with WWE. We don't think what's right. We can't too sweet anymore. Uh-huh. I wish Kevin Nash would just fucking rape you both and murder you. That. Right now, I would take Hall and Nash over the Young Bucks in a match. That's where I'm at. Anyways, I kind of liked Marty Scurll's entrance. I did not really care much for Marty Scurll, the wrestler. As a matter of fact, I found most of these guys to be okay, but a lot of these names are familiar to me, and this match did not impress me all that much. Like, there was spots and stuff, but it didn't impress me the way that I would hope for. The guy that stuck out for me, he was in the Kingdom, I believe. I don't know if he was TK Orion or Vinny Marsigel. I don't know. Some guy had fucking sweet-ass knee pads. That's what really counts here. There was Michael Myers, and I want to... Carrie thinks it was Jason Voorhees. I think it was Leatherface, but either way, pretty sure that was this match. Didn't give a fuck. Oh, and then the fucking main event. The young fucking asshole Bucks versus the best friends. Trent Beretta's in the fucking main event, and I'm like, wow. Trent Beretta sucked 10 years ago, but he's done a lot of good for himself. Don't really have a huge opinion on Chuck Taylor. I think the best friend's gimmick is... it's not my cup of tea, but maybe if I watched Ring of Honor on a consistent basis, maybe it would be something I enjoyed. Obviously, I hate the Young Bucks. I would have been better off having not watched this match, basically, because the Young Bucks just proved to me what I've already said. They're just incredible, insanely overrated, and they're loved by people that need attention. They're loved by fucking neckbeards and neckbeards women. Like, there's nothing impressive about them. Like, they're kind of pathetic. If you really, like... Jinder Mahal is as good as the Young Bucks. There, I said it. And so ends... Oh, wait. No, it was a good event to watch. I would highly recommend it. I don't know if you can still watch it streaming or anything, but it was good. If you can only watch one match, I would choose the Jay Lethal match. The Bullet Club match was worth watching, at least. I will give it that. I would skip the women's. I'd skip the Young Bucks. The first match I saw, which I can't remember again, but that was okay. So, you know, pick and choose. Overall, I'm not upset that I watched it. I'm happy that I watched it, actually. So, this has been Carrie's Corner. But it was taken over by Kat. Alright, now we can move on to fucking SmackDown here. Yay, feel the excitement and adrenaline, just yay. Alright, so SmackDown. Daniel Bryan revealed the first ever SmackDown Live Top 10 Superstars list. I feel like I would rather have had an enema. This was fucking stupid and revolting. The top 10 list. Number 10, you'd be shocked, Ty Dillinger. But rumor has it WWE does not want him to be successful because the fans won't shut the fuck up with the 10 chant. But they're okay with the yes chant. They're okay with the what chant, but they're not okay with the 10 chant. I don't know whether to believe this or not. I don't know if this is factual news or made up bullshit. Either way, that's just retarded. Number 9, Randy Orton. Keep in mind, everybody beyond this is supposed to be better than Randy Orton. Yeah. Number 8, Becky Lynch. I like Becky, but no, not better than Randy. Number 7, The Usos. I'm fine with The Usos being ahead of Randy. Number 6, The New Day. And I'm looking around, the fuck? How is New Day ahead of Usos when the Usos are the champs and have beaten New Day and ended their feud and rivalry? Like, the fuck? Number 5, Bobby Roode. I wouldn't put him over Randy Orton, but he is US champion, whatever. Here's the confusing one. Number 4, Naomi. I like Naomi. I have no issue with Naomi. Why is Becky Lynch 8 and Naomi is number 4? there's no way Naomi's more popular than Becky Lynch. I don't know. Call me crazy, but I feel that this was the epitome of some PC stuff. Just my opinion. Like I said, I really like Naomi, but you can't tell me that she's better than Becky Lynch. Becky is a better wrestler, better in-ring, better talker. I would actually put Naomi as the number two female on SmackDown. Becky is superior. Number three, Shinsuke. That's fine. I mean, he hasn't done shit to be better than Randy Orton, but whatever. Number two, nepotism. I just recently started rereading some Walking Dead comics, and I gotta get into the New World Order that started in January, so there's two issues. It's a 6-issue series. I understand that they found a whole new civilization, so I'm excited to read up on that. Also, fuck Flair. And number one, AJ Styles. What a shitstorm of a list. And why is my fucking phone going off so much? Like, what the fuck, man? Just, like, people leave me the fuck alone. Oh. Well, I did get an email remind me to practice my Spanish. I have been practicing Spanish about 20 to 30 minutes a day. And so far, you wouldn't know that I knew a damn thing about Spanish because I am still stupid as hell. But hey, it never hurts to learn a second language, especially one used in so many countries. And Amsterdam. Alright, SmackDown. Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan had a tense altercation. Zero fucks were given because AJ Styles came out. Blah, 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 blah. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to me. No, it's not fair to me. No, it's not fair to me. Well, you're not doing your job. Well, you don't doubt to beat you. Bah. Shut up. Yeah, I'm reaching the point where this story, it will be remembered fondly, but there are some weeks where I'm just so over the storyline that I wish they would just give it a little bit of breathing room. Just a little bit, that's all. But, hey, we're going to get AJ... Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to reveal that yet. That's for the main event. Liv Morgan had a match next, and Walking Dead is returning, is it this Sunday? I feel like this coming Sunday? I hope so. It's coming back very soon. And with that being said, Liv Morgan lost to nepotism. Bludgeon Brothers, they beat some locals. That was... it was fine. I love watching them, but at some point, just give them a feud. It wouldn't hurt to have them feuding with the team. Like, they don't have to destroy every team. Them versus the Ascension was like a really perfect feud, and I don't know. I feel they could have done more with it. And then Usos came out, laid down the Uso Street Code, and I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was kind of entertaining. I'm not going to deny it. Best match of the night, Bobby Roode defended his U.S. Championship against Rusev. The fans have such a hard-on for Rusev right now. And I feel bad for Bobby Roode because this is the belt that he needs. The problem is, I would almost have Rusev take the belt off of Roode and then have Roode turn heel to get the belt back. That way it satisfies a lot of needs. Rusev really could use the belt, even if it's short term. The fans would love it. And then turn Bobby heel. That would also be very important and helpful. God damn, they have lightning in a fucking bottle right now, the Rusev. Make some fucking calendars, people. Like, WWE, if you are listening, make some fucking Rusev Day calendars. It would be amazing. Or not. You know, you don't like money, right? Right. Okay. This was probably... I think I liked this match more than I liked Roman versus Bray or the Elias Braun Cena match. I think this was my favorite from WWE. The Jay Lethal match was still the best of the week. One of the best of the year. Shelton and Gable, they beat the Ascension. So at least, you know, my testicles, you know, they got on the show. Breeze Dango says hello to Shelton and Gable. Yeah. Finally, wow, I breezed through this one. Ha, Breeze, ha. Got to the main event. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn to determine who would take on AJ Styles at Fastlane. Shockingly, AJ got involved, and now it's a triple threat. Basically the same main event we had at Rumble, only instead of it being handicapped, it's a triple threat, and whatever. You know what? This fucking match was really good, too. God, probably this match was actually the match of the week. The only reason I say Rude versus Rusev was because it was a fresh matchup we've never seen, and it went really well. Sometimes you have to value... Sometimes I value that more than a match I've seen 40 times, no matter how good it is, though. Like, and it was, so... if you thought this was the match of the week, I'm not going to argue with it. If you thought Rusev and Rude was, that's great. WWE did give us 4 really solid matches this week. I don't know. You know, I feel bad for Kevin Owens because if you look at the past, like, 18 months, he has busted his ass. And then he gets his match against Jericho at Mania. And Vince was, like, pissed off about it, and that wasn't even for the belt that KO had been carrying for months. No, because he had to job that to Goldberg, so he had no belt. There was really no incentive during that match. And this year it's going to be the same shit. KO's not going to be in any main event match, and it's a shame, in my opinion, that KO doesn't get more recognition, because he carries... If you think about who has carried the company more than Kevin Owens over the past 18 months, you have AJ Styles, possibly Braun Strowman, but I would say KO's been more important than Braun. And Roman's got to be in that conversation. Like, that's the list. Like, they just made the list. Owens is fucking really, really important, and I think it's a damn shame how every WrestleMania he doesn't get a big match, and I think him versus The Rock would be so money, or him and Sammy versus The Rock and Foley, the promos, who gives a fuck if the match is only 7 minutes long? In this case, the build-up, it'd be kind of like a Cena, Nikki versus Miz and Maurice last year. We knew the match was going to suck, and it did. But the build-up was amazing. Would anybody be upset to have another match build-up like that? No. So, I'd bring back The Rock and give him to Owens. I think that would be fair. Supposed to ask if that was our Were You Not Kentertained segment of the week. So, Kent, were you not Kentertained? Well, Kent, let me tell you. No. Yes and no. Okay, mainly yes, because the match was really good. I just don't give a fuck about the storyline. But, yeah, I guess I wasn't. I was Kentertained. Shit, I came in with the mindset that I was going to say no. Huh. How am I fucking up my own podcast right now? That's impressive. Alright. So, with all that out of the way, let's do our final segments here. First of all, let's do I'm Not Finished With You Yet. And this is where we go around and talk about something we are really looking forward to next week. Alright, so for Russ, I'll say, Seth Rollins, really hot pants. And for Kerry, I'm not going to be here till May, but Bullet Club, Kenny Omega, yeah, Japan. And Kent. I'm looking forward to Elias gloating. And I'm also looking forward to the four-way match to determine the last spot, which is going to go to Finn Balor if if logic and the leak from WWE.com both play out to be true. There's really no reason for it not to be Finn. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And now it's time for Guess the Wrestler. So each week, one of us picks a wrestler, and then the other two get 9 questions, and then they get 2 guesses at the end. The person who's picked the wrestler, they give out 2 pieces of important information, and then the guessing commences. This really isn't going to work too well with just me. So I am just going to let everybody know that the answer to this is... Drum roll. Nope, we don't have a drum roll. Okay. The answer to this was... Brandi Rhodes. If you guessed Brandi Rhodes, you've been playing along at home, you've paid attention, you knew I was going to pick somebody that I've already discussed, and you feel like a champion. If you didn't pick her, but your name is Rusty Rose, say, oh, well, that's who I was going to say. Why didn't you say it? Well, I had to choose the other person. Yeah, you never mentioned the other person. But no, that's what I was going to say. And that's really basically the podcast, people. What I have in store this week, I'm going to try my best to get over my... I don't know what you want to call it, mental hump. I have not been able to get some blogs out. I've had a lot going on, so it's enough, though. It's time for me to stop leaning on my excuses. I really need to get my shit together. So hopefully this week there's going to be a lot of blogs. I'm also bringing back the Chick Flicks blogs for February. So if there's a Chick Flick that you want me to blog about, you can reach me at kent@9deuce. That's the number 9 in the word deuce, deuce.com. Alright, so for Carrie until May, and for Russ until hopefully this Wednesday, this is Kent signing off and hoping that you have a great week. Kind of, sort of. I'm just hoping to get this fucking kidney stone the fuck out of me, right? Oh man, quickest podcast ever. And we're done.